Well, you knew today was going to be a different game. The Huskies obviously hungry, and once they got that first goal, it was hard to stop their momentum, wasn't it?
Well, it's we certainly had chances, Kelly. Mm-hmm. You got to give 35 credit. I mean, the bottom line is we couldn't get anything past her, but certainly not from a lack of chances. I just told the girls that happens in the game of hockey. She had a bit of a horseshoe. I mean, there was a shot by Carly Essie there in the third period. I don't know how it didn't go in. Caitlin Tugas on the doorstep. I don't know how that didn't go in. But, again, you got to tip your hat to her.
I even mentioned it late in the hockey game. Their goaltender, Katie Fitzgerald, had a heck of a night. I mean, if she doesn't get a nod for WCHA Defensive Player of the Week, there's something wrong. 34 saves today, a shutout against a nationally ranked opponent. I know it stings for you, but as a coach, you got to respect that hard work.
Oh, no question. Like I just got done with the team. You know, I'm certainly not disappointed in our effort, our preparation, all those things. It's just I know we're all disappointed in the result. But as I said, that's the game of hockey. You can do everything correctly, but you can't factor in that person wearing the pads at the other end. It's like Coach Peter said, until they make goalies ineligible, anybody can beat anybody. And she was the difference for them tonight, no question.
And on the opposite end of the ice, of course, Brittany Mowat had a great stop against Hannah Brode, who's a bit dangerous out there on the ice. That was a nice play by Britt.
Oh, no question. Britt gave us an opportunity. I thought, we know AJ's a little dinged up. She's not at full strength, and I thought 3 made a nice play on that shorthanded situation. And she's a big, strong player, and it just, AJ did everything she could trying to keep her to the outside, but her shot goes off the post and in, and I said that's the difference. Our shots were hitting something and not going in, and theirs hit the post and went in. But credit St. Cloud, they battled hard. They've been on a lengthy winless streak, but they certainly battled hard this weekend.
Your special teams not too bad, of course. I'm sure you'd want that shorthanded goal back, but your power play has had a bit of a struggle getting some scoring. What needs to change there?
Oh, I just got to keep working. Just keep working at it. Just keep getting pucks to the net. A lot of it's, again, not just the person with the puck, but the other four have to be moving and creating targets. And sometimes just little things. Sometimes you overanalyze, you overthink it. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting a puck to the net and getting a bounce. And, again, we certainly had chances, but their goaltender had an answer for us.
Again, all four lines had opportunities tonight to get some scoring for you. What did you tell your offense at the end of the game? I mean, obviously, they probably feel like they got snake bit tonight.
Well, again, just going back to what I said, we were disappointed in the results, but as coaches, we can't be, we're not gonna evaluate the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. We gotta evaluate the performance, and we did everything we could and everything we had to. It's just sometimes you just. Maybe there are plays where instead of a shot, we make a pass or vice versa. But that's the game of hockey. And, we certainly had good looks. And we had a lot of good zone time. Just a lot of things that, as a road team, we were real positive. The bottom line is we just couldn't get anything past our goalie.
Well, you split the weekend. You take 3 points in the WCHA. Puts you in fourth place right now with everybody else off until next weekend when you guys take on Ohio State. Obviously, with the week ahead, how do you prepare for another league opponent?
Well, it's, first of all, it's finals week, so that adds a little bit of a wrinkle. But, we just talked about the same thing. I said I realize everybody's anxious to get home. It's that time of the year, and I don't blame them. But I said they've worked too hard and come too far as a team and as a program to not give this coming week their full attention. I said, just give me one more week. We got, two big games on the weekend, and, we're not going to do much on the ice on Monday. We'll have, probably shorter practices Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but we need to be ready for Ohio State coming in on Friday, because that's obviously a real big series.
It's a huge series, and of course I'm sure a series that, looking back on the past series there, you want to come out and get at least a sweep out of the weekend.
Well, we're just going to focus on Friday, Kelly. That's that'll be our focus. We just want to take care of business Friday.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.